Hey, hey, how are you? So I found this story in one of my new old books, and I read it. I really liked it. I translated it, and then I went online to search for some more information about it. As it turns out, it is most likely a variation on an old Buddhist folktale called Warashibe Choja, the Straw Millionaire. Since I found that version everywhere online, it's quite famous, I guess, and it is thought to originate back in the Heian era, I'm guessing that one's the original. But after reading about it, the different versions there, and comparing it to the one I found, I still decided to do the one in my book. Number one, I couldn't find anything about my book's version on the internet, which makes it much less known and much more special. It also has a couple interesting differences that not only gives it its own unique charm, but I dare say makes it a better story, but I'll mention those at the end. So today, let me tell you about Warashibe Tonosama, the Straw Feudal Lord. Mukashi, mukashi, there lived a mother and her young son named Santa. The mother worked as hard as she could to provide for them, but still they lived hand to mouth, which was difficult, but okay because the two of them were their own little family. They had no one else, but they loved each other very much. However, disaster struck the year Santa turned 7. That year, his mother fell seriously ill, so ill, in fact, that she was unable to leave her futon. Santa did his best to care for her, but as the year grew long, sometime in the late fall, his mother called him into her futon side. "Santa-kun, I feel that I could die at any time, even though you are so young. You have taken such good care of me, and I thank you for that. You have lived such a difficult life. I'm sorry about that, and I'm sorry I don't have anything wonderful to leave you. But please, after I pass, go into the storage shed and climb into the attic. There you will find 3 small bundles of straw. Take those into town and sell them. From there, please find and live a happy life." With that, she took her last breath. Santa was heartbroken. He spent many, many sad days mourning her death, until finally he was able to honor her dying wish. He went into the storage shed and climbed up into the attic. It was completely bare, except for 3 thin bundles of straw. Even though they did not look like much, he believed in his mother, so he took them into town to sell them so he could find that happy life she mentioned. But no matter how much he tried, nobody wanted to buy them. But Santa didn't give up. He went out the next day, and the next, and the day after that, walking all over the town looking for someone who would buy his 3 bundles of straw. But there was no one, until one day he came to the local miso shop. There, various kinds of miso from pale gold to dark red filled wooden barrels, giving off a delicious tangy fragrance. Santa couldn't help himself. He stopped his journey to take in the smell. The shop's owner spotted the skinny little child holding 3 thin bundles of straw, eyes closed, breathing deeply. He came out and said, "Hey, boy, you look hungry. When's the last time you've eaten anything?" "I'll tell you what. I'll trade you a bowl of my good miso for those pieces of straw you've got there. You can take it home and make yourself some soup. Eat for days." It was a deal. Santa thanked the miso shop owner and carried the bowl heaping with the salty paste carefully down the street, mouth watering. But he didn't get too far before he passed the blacksmith.
"Oi, oi, boy!
I was just making myself some soup when I realized I didn't have any miso to put in it. I'd go buy some, but I've got a sword in the fire right now, and I have to keep a constant eye on it. Why don't you sell me that bowl of miso you've got there?" Santa looked at the bowl, thought about it, then said that he couldn't sell the miso, but he could trade it for perhaps a sword. "It's a deal," the blacksmith said, and after disappearing into his shop, returned with an old rusty blade with no hilt. He gave it to the boy, and Santa was thrilled. Santa took his fancy new sword and headed to the beach where he sat in the sand and admired the blade. It wasn't long before he grew sleepy. He lay down in the warm sand, placed the sword by his head, and fell deep asleep. After a while, a lone thief was passing by and saw the sleeping boy with his sword. He snuck over carefully and quietly and reached for the blade. But right before he could snatch it away, it turned into a snake. The thief yelped and fled as fast as he could. Off in the distance, a fisherman had been watching the whole scene and thought to himself, "Well, that was weird." He hurried over to where Santa slept. "Hey, boy, wake up." Without telling him why, he said, "Why don't you sell me that rusty old sword you've got there?" Santa, wiping sleep from his eyes, yawned. "Well, I can't sell it to you for money, but I can trade it for some tie or sea bream if you've got it." "It's a deal." The fisherman had lots of fish. It was no problem giving up one. Santa thanked the fisherman, gave him the sword, and held tight to the big slippery fish. He beamed as he strode down the street. Eventually, he reached the haberdashery, where outside the shop the owner was pacing nervously. He looked up and saw the skinny little boy carrying this very good-looking fish. "Oh, child, wait! Today is my daughter's wedding day. We're a modest business, but I want to make the day extra special for her. It's such an omedetai, felicitous day. I feel this is a sign, seeing you here with the tie. I could serve it to the wedding party. It would be so omedetai. How much do you want for it?" "Ah," Santa said, "I can't sell it to you for money, but..." And after a little discussion, he traded the handsome fish for a cracked folding screen. And then he returned home. There, in the zashiki, the tatami mat room, he set up the cracked folding screen and fell asleep next to it. While he was sleeping, the nightingale that was painted on the screen began to sing its beautiful song. And all the tiny birds began to fly about the room. This went on for a week. During the day, nothing strange happened at all. But as soon as the sun went down, the birds all chirped beautifully and flitted about. The word got around about this magical folding screen, and before he knew it, the Tono-sama, the feudal lord, and all his retainers came to visit Santa's humble home. The Tono-sama asked to buy this mysterious folding screen from Santa, but Santa refused. "I cannot sell it to you, but how about a trade?"
"Why, sure. What would a little boy like you want?"
Santa thought about it and said, "I'll trade it for all the tides in the ocean and the water on the land." The Tono-sama laughed a hearty laugh and thought, wasn't that cute?
He had his retainers draw up a paper that he signed, saying that Santa was now the proud owner of all the tides in the ocean and the water on the land. Both parties satisfied, the Tono-sama took the screen and returned to his palace. But Santa was a crafty little child. After that trade, he went to the town's well and charged everyone who drew water from it 10 mon. He'd then visit the sea, and if he saw anyone enjoying the rising or falling tide, he'd charge them 5 mon. If they complained, he showed them the contract the Tono-sama had signed. This obviously didn't go over well, and the angered townspeople all hurried to the feudal lord's palace and complained. The Tono-sama realized his mistake and returned to the boy and said, "I'll give you however much money you want. Just please tear up that contract and return the tides and the well water to the town." "Well, I can't sell it back for money, but how about we make a trade? You can make me the Tono-sama." Anything but that, the Tono-sama thought. But the townspeople were furious, and he had no choice. He made this young boy the new feudal lord, while he himself took a nice chunk of money and some of his retainers and went into hiding. Santa Tono-sama ended up being a really kind lord. Even though he was only 7 or 8 years old, he ruled this country well. And it wasn't long before all over the lands, near and far, it became known that in Santa Tono-sama's region, you could live a very happy life. The end. So you can find different versions of this, and usually it's called Warashibe Choja. And those are pretty fun too. I do like parts of them. But the ones I read were more a poor man begging the Bodhisattva Kannon for her help. And it was her otherworldly influence that led him from one piece of straw to eventually marrying a daughter of a very rich man. I personally like this little obscure version where it's the mother's help from beyond along with the boy's own quick-wittedness that leads to an entire town benefiting in the end. So tell me what you think. Have you ever heard a different version of this? I mean, this is like one of the original trading up stories. I didn't even realize it as I read it. But yeah, I quite like it. And it's a happy ending too, more or less. Except for the mother dies, which isn't nice. But anyway, I think the boy has a very, very nice life. And so does everyone else in the town. So happy ending. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm already reading stories for next month. So I will talk to you again very soon. Oyasuminasai. Good night.